Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 24th. It'll be happening on Dish Network Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time. 21,780 head to sell, including 7,600 feeder steers, 4,500 feeder heifers, and over 7,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Well, another eventful day for the futures market here. The board finished stronger after being lower early on. The live cattle and feeder cattle markets bounced back here. It looks like the April down 5 at 139.37. The June live cattle 25 higher at 135.95. About $1.90 off the contract low earlier today. So it did come back. The August up 12 here at 137.05. The October up 25 at 143.85. And then the feeder cattle were also strong. March, of course, winding down here as we get toward the end of March. It looks like the March is only going to be down 22 at 156.10. The April's up $1.20 at 161.77. May's 37 higher at 165.80. Technically speaking, today we did hit a support level and bounce back. We're still right below the 20-day moving average, and so need to get above that. Really need to get near 170 to break out of this downtrend on these May feeder cattle. A lot of talk of the cattle on feed report to finish this week. We have early estimates out. The on-feed estimates as of March 1st are estimated somewhere around 101% of last year. So slightly more cattle on feed. Placements about 105% of last year. So 5% bigger and marketed 105% as well.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
A farmer's hands deserve a hand. These are the hands that hold the soil, sow the seeds, that build, fix, and mend as they firmly grip the wheel of the entire operation. At BASF, we ensure your hands also hold the rewards of your work with smart farming technology and digital tools like GrowSmart Advantage to help every acre perform at its peak. So at season's end, we can all put our hands together for a farmer's hands. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
Today's grain futures market, mixed here. We had wheat lower in both Kansas City and Chicago after being higher overnight and early on. The market sold back off. July Kansas City was down about 4.25 cents at 11.05. It was able to hold that 10.99 level, I think, back-to-back days now and hold that level. So hopefully this rainfall helped, but it wasn't bearish enough on prices to make it go down. At least up to this point. Chicago wheat was 12 lower in May, about 9.75 cents lower in July at 10.91. The soybean market was anywhere from 10 to 22 cents higher. Corn was up 2 to 5 cents. The cotton futures today were unchanged in the May at 130.03, July up 3, December up 54 at 108.55. The December cotton, which is the cotton crop we'll be planting here pretty quick, it just continues to get stronger and stronger. And so that's good. I think the mindset is fertilizer price is so high, we're going to lack the ability to put in the same amount of effort into growing a giant crop due to the increased cost of producing it. Currently, the Dow Jones down 360, S&P's down about 45, crude's up $5.60.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.